Melisande was robed all in scarlet satin and blood velvet, her eyes as red as the great ruby that glistened at her throat, as if it too were a fire. In ancient books of Ashai, it is written that there will come a day after a long summer, when the stars bleed, and the cold breath of darkness falls heavy on the world. In this dread hour, a warrior shall draw from the fire a burning sword, and that sword shall be Light-bringer, the red sword of heroes. And he who clasps it shall be Azor Ahai come again, and the darkness shall flee before him. She lifted her voice, so it carried out over the gathered host. Azor Ahai, beloved Rilor, the warrior of light, the son of fire, come forth, your sword awaits you. Come forth, and take it into your hand. Stannis Baratheon strode forth like a soldier marching into battle. His squire stepped up to attend him. Davos watched as his son Devon pulled a long padded glove over the king's right hand. The boy wore a cream-coloured doublet with a fiery heart sewn on the breast. Brian Farring was similarly garbed as he tied a stiff leather cape around his grace's neck.